Now we come here to the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and you'll notice that this first incident, the centurion who had a servant that our Lord healed from a distance, we had that, you remember, back in the 8th chapter of Matthew. And if you'll forgive me, I'll not go into any detail concerning this, as I spent a great deal of time with it in Matthew. But now at verse 11, I come to that which only Dr. Luke records, and that is a restoration to life, or as we would call it, resurrection. Actually, and technically, the instances that are recorded of Jesus raising people from the dead is not resurrection as we should think of it. All he did was restore them back to this life in the old body. Tradition says that when he raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus asked him if he'd have to die again, and our Lord told him he would, and this man never smiled from that day on. Well, I imagine to go through that door of death one time, any person thinks that'd be enough. But when the resurrection takes place, and up to the day, only one person has been raised from the dead in a glorified body, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He's the first fruits of them that sleep. And one of these days, why, the dead in Christ and those of us that are alive, if he comes in our lifetime, we'll be changed. And that is, we'll be changed into a resurrected body, a glorified body, and we'll all be caught up to be with him. Now, that's a body that'll never die. But these are instances, and they are illustrations of resurrection, which are all important, because they illustrate what real resurrection will be. So let me read this. It came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Now this is a rather unusual case, as you can see. The death of this young man was indeed sad. He was the only son of a widowed mother, and that made it doubly tragic. And our Lord now meets this funeral. Someone has said that he broke up every funeral that he met. I'm of the opinion that he actually raised more people from the dead than the three that are recorded in Scripture, and those three are illustrative, as it's quite evident. One's a little girl, 12 years of age, right between childhood and teenage. Then there's this young man in the full vigor of youth. And then we have Lazarus, who was a senior citizen. So that you have the three great classifications of mankind. They're all restored to life. Now, will you notice this? And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. You see, what he's going to do is for the sake of this lonely mother. And this one is recorded for that very purpose. He came and touched the bier, that is, the casket. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Now, he always used the same method in raising folk from the dead. He spoke directly to them. And one of these days, he's coming with a shout, a voice of the archangel. His voice will be like the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and it's his voice that's like a trumpet. And that one solo voice will call the dead in Christ back from the dead. He used always the same method in restoring to life. Now, he didn't use the same method in other miracles. For instance, one time when he opened the eyes of a blind person, why, he just spoke to him. Another time, he touched his eyes, and on another occasion, you'll recall, he anointed them and then sent him down to wash in the pool of Bethesda. so that there were three different methods that were used. I could well understand that those three men would get together, and if they did, they would have started three different denominations. One man would have said, all he has to do is just speak to you. Only believe, that's all. Just only believe, and that's all that's necessary, and you got to come that way. And he went away singing, only believe. Well, then the other fellow said, wait a minute. He said, no, you got to have him touch you. He touched me. And he went away singing the touch of his hand on mine. He believed in having an experience, you see. You got to have an experience. And that third man, now he's the one that really had an argument. He said, wait a minute, both of you are wrong. You got to go down and wash. And he went away singing, shall we gather at the river? And believe me, these three would have gone out, each one started a denomination. You say, that's silly. I won't agree with you, it is silly. But that's what men have done since then, arguing about the little points, the fine points, and the points that are actually not essential. The important thing is to have had contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. But when he raised the dead, he used the same method. He spoke to them. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. That's verse 15. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, throughout all the region round about, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things.